he thought, that it may have some scientific purpose for education, but it seemed all too likely that it was going to have something to do with sex. While Gorky's attendance at a film show was right at the dawn of cinema, Auguste Marie Louis Nicolas Lumière, 1862-1954, and Louis Jean Lumière, 1864-1948, patented a combined camera projector in February 1895 and started showing short films in March. The medium had a long prehistory. Magic lanterns had been used for entertainment and education, but the fact that these were usually developed on glass plates limited the possibilities for a projection speed rapid enough to give the illusion of movement. Edward Maybridge had taken pictures of a horse in movement which could be strung together to show a brief sequence, and devices such as the zoetrope and the kinetoscope used principles akin to flicker books and optical illusions to show but not project movement. Thomas Edison, Louis Le Prince, William Freeze Greene, and Wordsworth Dunnisthorpe were among those trying to crack the problem, and Dunnisthorpe may have used a newly developed celluloid film stock to film Trafalgar Square as early as 1890. According to Stephen Herbert, Dunnisthorpe, a libertarian, had anti-socialist views, and Trafalgar Square was a frequent point of civil protest. It is possible he wanted to use the film as part